All right. So Pacific Ed National Board Audit Committee meeting of April 24th, 2012. Convening at 5:51 p.m. Pacific, 8:51 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Summer Reese, Chair Pro Tem, Jane Gatewood, Secretary Pro Tem. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll, please?
Sure. I'm going to go in order of stations. KPSA, Margie Wilkinson. She's here. She said she was here a second ago.
Yes, I muted you because I was listening to my daughter. Sorry.
Okay, Margie is here. Laura Privis?
It's Privis. Yeah, I'm here.
Akio Tanaka?
I'm here.
Summer, and then from KPFK, Summer Reese?
Here.
Fred Klunder? Fred Blair?
Present.
From KPFT, Wesley Bethune? Wesley was here.
Yes, he was. I'm sure he'll be back. And someone, we can hear your typing, so if you're typing, please mute your phone, #1.
Nancy Saibara Naratomi, Bob Mark, Carolyn, from WBAI, Carolyn Burden.
Yes, Carolyn's here.
Ray LaForest. John Brinkley.
Present.
From WPFW is Jane Gatewood. Thomas Rainey. Is there a director from audit committee from WPFW?
That's a problem. I'm thinking there is not, that no one signed up, which, of course, is why I was so happy to hear there was someone from WPFW.
Marcel, do you know if anybody, are there any directors on the audit committee from WPFW? No, Marcel was listening in. Okay, so the number that we have present is 1.
No, I'm here. No, I'm.
Oh, hi, Marcel.
I'm on mute. Hey. No, I don't know. I sent that list out in our first report chain, and I don't remember whether there was anyone on the audit committee.
Okay, I
remember there being a hole in a couple of committees still when we were at the in-person meeting as well. Mm-hmm. So we're going to need to draft someone from WPFW to be on the committee.
But there's 8 members present, and that does sound like a quorum because it appears that we have 15 on this committee.
Excellent. So sounds good enough for quorum's sake. Okay, thank you, everyone. And probably should be a relatively short meeting, so thank you for showing up on the short calendar notice. I would like to see that, as I was saying before we were streaming, if we could set some meeting dates going forward so we know when they're happening ahead of time, and then nominations for the next meeting of whom to serve as chair and secretary, and then some discussion of the upcoming audit, and anything else that anyone wants to put on the agenda. So that would be sort of a proposed tentative agenda if there were no objection. It doesn't sound like there's any objection, so if there's no objection, then we'll make that the tentative the agenda for the evening. Okay. Thank you, Jane, if you can make a note of that. And all right, so I think basically, well, in terms of setting the meetings going forward, the auditor has to have the audit completed by May 15th, and he wasn't available for this evening, but he said he could be available within the next couple of weeks prior to that date for the audit committee. And there is a Tuesday, I think it was on the calendar a minute ago, the 8th. Do I have that right? Yep, 8th. Tuesday the 8th, which is also a finance committee date, and it's 2 weeks from now, and we could have the auditor join us. So I want to put that as a meeting date.
Summer, your voice dropped out completely.
Oh, thank you, Fred. Sorry about that. What I was saying is May 8th is on a Tuesday, the same as Finance Committee, so it doesn't have those conflicts with other PNB meetings, and it's prior to a PNB meeting, which is scheduled for the 10th, and to the auditor's deadline of the 15th. So I wanted to sort of throw that out there and see what other committee members thought of that as a proposed date for our next audit committee meeting. So it would be 2 weeks from now. So if there's some discussion, if anybody has like a, you know, a hard conflict with Tuesdays generally, please say so. So we're not, you know, running down, you know, a pathway that's really bad for someone in particular. Any discussion?
I'm sorry, but why are we meeting in 2 weeks again?
This is Jane for the stack.
Okay. I heard Jane and Carolyn. Go ahead, Jane, and then Carolyn.
I just wondered, did anybody new come on that wasn't present at roll call?
Yes, I just now got back on. My phone played out.
Wesley, do you happen to know I'm sorry, I just wanted to try to clear up. We're trying to identify what station Nancy Henschel might be from. Is it possible she's from T?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Do you think she may have taken the place of Nancy?
You know, I really don't know who's on this. I can call her and find out maybe if I can find her number here.
Okay. That would be fine. I just wanted to clarify. I'm sorry. So we
Wesley, don't worry about calling anybody else. We have quorum.
We have quorum. I'm just trying to clarify. And then as far as your point goes, Summer, I wanted to say that I think that that's a good idea.
Okay, thank you. So, thank you. I wanted to meet with the auditor and, you know, everybody else. Carol?
Yes,
yeah,
again, Summer, your voice trailed off to nothing.
Okay, if I move even like an inch away from the phone, I'm toast. Okay, sorry about that. All right, Carolyn, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I missed that. Why is there a meeting in 2 weeks? I don't even see audit on the May calendar.
No, I haven't put it on there because I wanted to discuss it with other people without unilaterally another 2 weeks meeting. To see if that would be acceptable. It's the same day as a finance committee meeting, and there are no overlapping members between audit committee and finance committee, so it's only if people have other conflicts, like if there's some other local committee of which they're part or something. But generally speaking, it's a good day to hold a meeting if there are no others free on the calendar. The auditor has to complete his audit by the 15th. He wasn't available as a preliminary, and he's not quite finished with it right at the moment, but he wanted to meet with us, and that's a couple of days prior also to a scheduled PNB meeting, so it would give the audit committee time to discuss the audit and look at his preliminary findings prior to the meeting and prior to his, you know, final conclusion. So that's all. It's just
are there any problems with the audit, or is it moving along in a normal fashion, whatever
well,
that is?
I was kept in the loop on, you know, there was a little bit of slow responsiveness on some MEMSIS reports that had to be in a specific format, but then it got moving and those things came. It seems that he is getting those things, and I spoke with him a few days ago, and he was the last of some legal confirmations. I mean, it was down to the wire of the last few documents from different stations.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed he was getting everything that he needed, so, and sort of testing financials through the current period. But, I mean, yeah, he did seem to be getting the last of it, but there was a little push there at the end to get the final few items. So. But I think all that's done. So, anyway, so that's my suggestion is May 8th, which is a Tuesday, the same as the Finance Committee meeting. And then we could have a discussion about, like, what would we rather have as our regular meeting day for the rest of the year. So is there any objection to May 8th? And that'll be a meeting with the auditor just to discuss the.
At the moment, no. I may have a conflict, but I won't know that until next week, so I'll keep you posted. Thank you.
Looks good for me.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So we'll go ahead and set that then, and, you know, if anyone has a conflict, you know, let us know, but. All right, good. Then, all right, I'll go ahead and grab it. And Brian, thanks. We'll need that date for sure.
Okay.
Same.
And then, sorry, who is that? Go ahead, please.
It would be at the same time?
Yes. Almost all the meetings start at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. So I think there's one committee or something that starts at 5. So yeah, it would be the same time. And does anyone have a preference or a suggestion on, it's nice if we can set the meeting calendar for the year for committees. It's kind of helpful in terms of nailing down the dates on the calendar. We had been meeting third Mondays. We could meet on Tuesdays when there's a finance committee meeting. Is there any preference? Does anyone have a preferential suggestion? It's just sort of about making it work with the rest of what's on the calendar and where people aren't, serving on two committees that are meeting at the same time. So
I would prefer to meet the same time as finance. I think that's a good approach.
Okay. It seems good to me because the calendar is so crowded. It's really hard to find a spot sometimes. So, all right. And if there appears, okay. And then I would presume if we just meet once a month, is there a preference as to, I think finance meets second and fourth Tuesdays. So do we want to, I presume we don't want to meet twice a month. And once a month would probably be sufficient. But is there a preference as to the second versus the fourth Tuesday, which is, those are the two Tuesdays that finance meet per month? Anyone have a on that? I don't personally, so. And if not, Fred, go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't have either days will be good for me.
Okay, well, I suggest, why don't we go with the first, the second Tuesday, the one earlier in the month. And maybe that'll for reporting to PNB. But even one would probably work. So, and nobody has drawn a million, but I think it was the calendar, trying to figure out what makes more sense. I'm looking at it right here. Because either one actually falls before a PNB meeting or another. All right, so second Tuesday, if there's no strong conflict with it. Let me see. Actually, it would probably make some sense to take a look going forward.
Excuse me, I have a question. This is Jane.
Yes, hi, Jane.
So on May 8th, we will anticipate having preliminary audit findings. So would then it then be logical to conclude that on the second Tuesday of June, we would actually be looking at the final audit? Is that what would happen?
Well, what's interesting from what he's saying is this is pretty much the preliminary will be the final. I mean, he's showing it to us in advance. The final issuance isn't going to actually change very much the date that it has to be done. And he has been sort of pulling last-minute record requests for things that sort of, right before the deadline. So I don't think it's going to actually substantially change. It would be nice to get the actual written document from him a few days in advance so we could ask him better questions on the 8th. So I'll ask him if he could provide it at least a couple days in advance in whatever, almost final form it is. But I don't think he will have had to submit the audit various places on May 15th, I think is the CPP deadline for part of it. So I think that will be almost identical to what ends up being the final audit. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to say that I think that it would be beneficial to plan on the nominations for chair and secretary, et cetera. Maybe it would be better to plan on for the June meeting just so that we can get through that meeting on the 8th as expeditiously as possible without, it's just a thought, is that if we're going to be going over that audit,
yeah,
it
makes
might...
a lot of sense. It makes sense. Okay.
So I would propose that we focus on reviewing that audit on May 8th and look at trying to get some permanent officers at the June meeting.
Okay, that sounds good. All right. Does anyone else have a... going forward, if we're good with it, we'll set them for the, the second Tuesday, all right? And that'll be, our regular audit day. And that way we can set up streaming for that day as well. All right, and your proposal is that the May 8th meeting will be just with the auditor to go over the audit and then the election of officers, correct?
Yeah, that's my proposal, yeah.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? And otherwise, we'll
Hello,
count. Hello,
this is Ray LaForest.
Who is that?
This is Ray LaForest. I'm not objecting. I'm just letting you know I've been on for a few minutes.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. Who is it? I can't quite hear you.
Ray LaForest.
Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us. And sorry for the short notice.
Thank you.
Are you okay with the proposal on the Tuesday meeting?
Yeah, well, I work as a lead organizer, so almost every day is bad. So,
I understand completely.
The
8th
is might be very bad for me, but there's a small possibility I might be able to make it.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. And if it's better for the fourth Tuesday for the other month, it will make no difference, frankly, because we have the two PNB meetings a month. So does anyone care about that? I mean, I'm just as happy. Sorry about the May 8th. It's just trying to fit in with the others. So thank you. All right. Well, if there are no objections, then I guess we'll go ahead and set those meetings, okay, for second Tuesdays, and that'll be the agenda. We should get nominations. I would say at the May 8th meeting, it would be good to go ahead and for people to go ahead and nominate people for election at the June meeting. All right, so there's some, you know, process for that, so everyone can say yes, you know, I select so and so. So, what are the discussions? You know, there's not a lot to chew on because we don't have the audit in front of us. Well, I do have a question. Would the audit committee be interested in chewing on some contingency planning for the network in terms of FRAT is dealing with a lot of different issues that were raised in the audit of deficiencies, you know, in the prior year, which is really good. But and it has people from audit and from finance, but there are other issues in the audit that maybe we should, I think when we get the auditor on in 2 weeks, well, I'll set out some questions we should ask him in terms of some things that might be most helpful for the audit committee to be involved in monitoring or, you know, working on. So I don't know, does that sound like a good suggestion to people? So we have some additional direction for the year going forward, I think, on which there are so many tasks, I think, involved with what's going on financially with Pacifica that we could take on a couple of them here and at least work on them, make some suggestions on the situation. So anybody else want to be heard on anything? Because I'm not sure there's a whole lot to stay on the phone until the next meeting, which is only 2 weeks away. So that will give us a chance to actually get our teeth into something. Is that someone, maybe? Who is that?
Okay, this is Jane. I'll ask a question.
Okay, please.
So what were you just talking about, Summer? You're asking if the audit committee might want to have on its agenda turning its attention to any deficits that are raised in the that may be raised in the current audit?
Yeah, well, the current audit is going to certainly have some of the same issues that the prior audit had because the foundation has financial issues. And I guess what I'm saying is, okay, we have issues of implementation. We can come up with great policy on the board and in committees, and it still may or may not manifest into anything substantial at a management level. But nonetheless, there are problems to be chewed on. One of those problems is like lack of cash flow and having to pay bills when you are spending more money than you're making. And I guess I'm saying that the FRAT committee, which does have people from both audit and finance, has been, I feel, very diligently working and meeting very regularly to address issues raised in the prior audit and work with management on implementing some of these things. But nonetheless, some of those improvements are very slow. And the audit committee certainly has purview over monitoring issues raised in audits. And I guess what I'm saying is perhaps when we have the auditor on in 2 weeks, we could set some priorities as to what's being identified in the current audits that this committee could be working on in terms of making suggestions and improvements to help the foundation deal with them. You know, some of the same work that's going on in other committees, but, like, let's take on some of it here. There are other people working on this committee. It spreads out the workload, and I think it's relevant to the audit committee, and maybe we'll come up with some good ideas. So anyway, yeah, that was kind of my suggestion, because I think we should utilize the people we have on the committee to do some more work on this stuff. There's a lot of heavy lifting as far as the finances, though, I think. So, and decisions to be made, and also things that just aren't run properly that need to be, implemented and monitored. So I'm suggesting the audit committee, to the extent that those things are part of the purview of an audit committee, internal controls, things like that, that come up on other committees, that we could take a hand of them as well. So that's all. That's what I'm suggesting, so that we utilize undoubtedly some of the stuff that will be in the audit that's, less than salutary to the benefit of the organization. So I don't know that that needs to be. We can agendize that as an item, but I'm not sure what you call that. Some priorities, setting some priorities with the in view of the auditor's recommendations for this year, for the year going forward. Because some of the things will have been corrected from last year, and other things will still be uncorrected, and who knows, yet other things, may be addressed. So we can kind of take that as some of our cue for things to do going forward. And then I would also suggest, too, if people, we'll take nominations on May 8th, okay, for people at the end after we are finished talking with the auditor and everything, but before we close the meeting. And then we'll do voting for all that officer stuff. Okay, who was that? Was that someone leaving or coming on? Maybe going. All right, is there any... anybody else wants to put something on the agenda for the next meeting, or thinks there's something we should discuss from the audit committee perspective at this point before the next meeting? And if there isn't, but something comes to you and you think, oh, this is definitely something we should cover, then please email it, if you could, for now, to myself and to Jane Gatewood, and that way it'll fall on the agenda. And I don't know, if there's nothing else, we could have the most mercifully short meeting we've ever had in our lives anywhere. But does anybody else want to speak? Or? All righty. Thank you, everybody, for diligently coming on the call and for making quorum. And May 8th, we'll see each other in 2 weeks, and we'll get to talk. And also, please, if you... in advance from, the last audit, you have questions where you think, okay, has this been addressed? Feel free to make some questions ahead of time based on anything you may be aware of from prior experience. And I will also try to get him to email us out a draft copy of the audit at least, 48 hours in advance, so we can review it prior to the meeting so we can ask better questions, okay?
Question, what is the date of the last audit?
Well, our fiscal year ends September 30th, right? So the last audit, it would have been for fiscal 10, right, which would have ended on September
2011.
Yeah, so this last one, the one that's being issued right now is the 2011, right, ended this last fiscal year on September 30th. So, and basically, he waits for the money to come in through, fund drives that come in over the course of 3 months and 4 months, they still count money that trickles in slowly after a fund drive if it was accrued to that fund drive. So there's some there is some stuff that goes on basically right up until the point that they finish the audit, which is seeing how much money has come in that's from that last pledge drive in that fiscal year. And so that's one of the things I think, right at the end there. And I know some legal confirmations, so... And I think everything else is pretty much in hand. But a real big problem is that we have such large outstanding liabilities at this point. And, I'm sure he'll go into that at some length with us on the 8th. Any other questions?
This is Nia.
Hi, Nia.
May I ask a question, please?
Oh, of course, please.
Maybe I wasn't listening carefully, but was the question, why was the audit late? Was that the question?
Oh, no, that wasn't the question. He was asking when did it, what was the time period that it was for. So I was just explaining.
Oh.
No, but go ahead. I think that was the question.
Yeah, but why is he ordered me?
Well, okay.
You guys are going to be meeting in May.
Well, I mean, late getting the auditors to the audit committee last year, if everyone was here last year, recalled. And so that meant that we were a little late in picking an auditor. But, I mean, they knew the audit was coming, things related to the office. Some of these things, like I said, are things that he actually tests right out to the end when, you know, the last extension is in. And I think some things have been slow coming. So, you know, it's a combination of factors. I'm sure he'll say, you know. And plus, of course, tax season was right in the middle of, you know, what, less than 2 weeks ago, which is always busy for accountants. So, anyway, I'm sure he'll fill us in on that. But, I mean, he filed all the extensions. It's not, that isn't really the issue. And I do think he's getting everything he needs at this point. But he's, you know, some of it had to be corrected, and that took a little bit of time, too. So. Other questions? Okay. And, of course, Nia and Marcel. Oh, Marcel, that is something we need to cover. Okay, so, Jane, could you make us an action item, please, that says something along the lines of cleaning the membership list so I make sure we get rid of anybody that's left over from last year on the list that isn't actually signed up for audit committee, and that we need to get someone from WPFW as a director to join the audit committee. So, Marcel, could you maybe, are you still on the line? Well, okay, well, Campbell's on finance, so it would have to be either Marcel, Ivan, or Revelin, but we do need to see if we can prevail on one of our WPFW directors to join the audit committee, so we have a balance there. So, if you could, yeah, I guess I'll call about that, too, and see who wants to do this with us. And I'll try to get that done so we have that done by the May 8th meeting. All right. Is anything, anybody else? Anything? Okay.
No, it sounds good. I think all the other memberships are clear, except that I'm having the feeling that Nancy is no longer on KPFT, Nancy Saibara Narutomi,
yes.
And perhaps Nancy Henschel took her place.
That with Henschel, right? Yeah, that makes sense.
That's what it looks like, yeah.
Okay, so we just need to make sure on that, and we've got to get somebody from WPFW. Oh, I know. Well, you all, for the people that were here last year, you've gotten copies at various points. You know, the latest financials are supposed to be up on the Pacifica Foundation website. I haven't checked it to make sure they are this time around. I've done it in the past, and then sometimes they've gone off of the website, which has caused me consternation. But they should be posted there, both the 990s and prior year audits. But do any members want me to go ahead and I could email the prior year audit and management letter to sort of like, you know, so you could get a feel for it if you haven't particularly read it for some reason lately, which makes for esoteric reading. But anyway, does anyone want last year's stuff sent to them? I can send it to everyone if you want, just to read it in advance of what the auditor is sending us and the management letter, which is confidential, so I guess we need to execute confidentiality agreements. Hopefully all of you have executed confidentiality agreements at your local stations, which is a policy we should be having for all board members. So, the management letter basically does highlight the deficiencies in the last audit that the auditor noted, and that would give one the ability to compare to an upcoming audit as to, you know, which deficiencies have been corrected. So I guess I'll go ahead and just send that out to everyone. And, you know, if you've already got it, you can ignore it. But if you don't, you can take a look at it, all right? Because maybe that'll be helpful getting ready for the meeting also. Okay.
Yes, this is Ray LaForest. I'm very new at this, and as well, I appreciate you giving whatever material
sure.
to make my initiation easier or, you know, more effective.
Okay, thank you. Well, I'm going to send around a few other materials then also. I did this last year when we first started the audit committee. There are some links to helpful sites on, like, what are the duties of an audit committee, things to just get, you know, a feel for view of audit committee members. So I'll go ahead and I'll get those things together and send them around to everyone, okay? So, okay, great. Thank you. All right, very good. All right. Anything else?
Yeah, Nancy just joined from KPFT. Sorry.
Hi, Nancy. Is this Nancy Hand?
No, not that one. I'm Nancy with the longer name, Saibara Naritomi.
Hey, Saibara Naritomi, we were just discussing whether you were still on the audit committee or not. You are still on the...
Yes, I am. I lost the numbers, and I had to dig. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you. Well, we're kind of... let us ask you a question. Is there Nancy Henschel on your board? Did she also sign up for audit committee?
Yes, she did.
I think we may have...
I can get off and try to catch her.
No, Nancy, the question is Robert Mark off then? We're trying to identify what...
Yeah,
he's
I
off.
Call him. Yeah, he's off. Who is this?
I think Robert Mark last year, yes, that would make more sense that he had stepped off the committee. So we'll get this
straight
now. Okay,
excuse me, who are you? Okay, it just sounds higher pitch. Okay, I'm not just not... Yeah, I just talked to Robert Mark. No, he's not on.
So it's Nancy Henschel. All right, if you could let her know. I mean, it's okay for tonight. We're set to meet again in 2 weeks on May 8th.
Okay.
Is that okay for your schedule? It's the same day as the finance committee, so we don't have conflicts there.
I see. Okay.
And that's to have the auditor meet with us so we can discuss what's going on with the audit with his final findings.
So audit is going to be on the second Tuesday of each month?
If that's all right, unless someone has a strong objection.
Well, I personally would rather have, this is Carolyn, I'd rather have it at the end of the month if we have a choice. And
if there's no strong objection, I mean, frankly, in June, the second Tuesday isn't hot for me, that the fourth is better, but, I mean, we could meet May 8th, right, because that's prior to all these other meetings. But then after that, we could have it on the fourth Tuesday, which is the other finance committee meeting. So if there's no objection, I'll change it to that. I mean, I think as long as nobody has a solid objection, then I'm fine with that also. Nancy, is the fourth Tuesday better for you than the second also?
Either one is the same.
Is Tuesday a bad day for you? Is that an okay day?
No, I do have a meeting, but this is a group that meets every Tuesday, so I guess I can just miss one. It's okay. Houston Youth of the immigrant group.
Well,
it's not
I
KPFT.
And maybe you don't have to miss all of it. So, you know,
I can miss one. I can add.
I'm sorry. Why the move from the second to the fourth Tuesday?
Oh, there was an objection, and of course, nobody else seems to have a real hard objection. Do you prefer the second? They both are finance committee days, right? So, from a calendar perspective, it doesn't matter which one. Because we'll overlap something that we're not on. Do you prefer the second to the fourth or not have a preference?
I just thought it sounded like a number of people dropped off when, I may be wrong, when we said that the meeting was winding down, and initially there weren't any objections to the second Tuesday. Hello?
This is Jane. Who's speaking?
This is John from BAR.
Hi, John. Yeah, John, I had the same impression. I think we may have lost Summer.
Oh? Summer?
I think we did.
Brittany's still here.
Do you want me to go ahead and find out who all is here so that we can... determine whether there's a issue with changing it. Carolyn is here. Ray, are you still here?
Yes, I am.
And that was John just speaking. This is Jane Gatewood. Nancy is here. Wesley, are you still here?
I'm here.
Wes. Okay. And Fred, are you still here?
Yes.
And Margie?
Margie, yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, Margie, thank you. Laura? Akio?
I'm here.
Okay, so maybe Laura is the only person who dropped off. Everybody else is still on.
Okay.
So while we're waiting for Summer to come back, does anybody else have a problem with moving to the last Tuesday? rather, what was it, the fourth Tuesday rather than the second Tuesday?
By the way, I'm sorry, this is Ray LaFont. Is Nia still on?
Excuse me? What?
Is Nia Bediako still on? Because I didn't hear anybody call her name.
No, Nia is, she's not a member of the committee. Nia and Nia and Marcel were sitting in on the call, but they're not on the committee.
Okay. Actually, I was wondering, why come we had two PNB members?
No, it was just they were sitting in.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Wesley at KPFT. We, our local station board, has most of its meetings in the first 2 weeks of the month, so the latter Tuesday would be better for me. However, Tuesdays are a good time any time.
Can I ask, did we make quorum? I mean,
yes, we had quorum, and we're done with the agenda was basically just to set our meeting times, the next meeting time, plus the regular meeting times, and then to discuss the process for getting permanent chair and secretary. So we agreed that we would meet on Tuesday, May 8th, because that the auditor will be available to meet with us to provide us with the preliminary audit finance findings, and that will also be a few days prior to an in-person PMB meeting. So it was it would be preferable if we could meet on May 8th, so that's why we did agree to meet on May 8th with the auditor. And then the question about the permanent meeting time, the proposal was that we meet either the second or the fourth Tuesdays at 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific, which coincides with the timing of the Finance Committee, since no Finance Committee meeting members can be also on the Audit Committee. So we had settled on the second Tuesday, but then Carolyn was just mentioning that, in fact, the fourth Tuesdays would be better for her. And I don't know if we're going to get Summer to join us back again, but that's the only question on the table right now before we adjourn, is Carolyn has asked that we go ahead and shift our permanent meeting time to the fourth Tuesday rather than the second Tuesday.
Do you want to just pull that on the email?
Yeah.
And everybody can just put in, you know, one or the other or both.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
Jane?
Thank you.
Nia? Jane?
Hi, Nia. Hi, Nia.
I'm not on the committee, but it sounded like people thought it was settled and then they left. So I would humbly suggest that you meet on the 8th and then reset the meeting if necessary, rather than now setting it, and then people thought they were going to be meeting on the 8th, so not to change it. You know what I'm saying? And the audit is very, very, very important. Now, having the audit done impacts other business in the foundation.
You're going to meet on the 8th anyway, though, no matter what.
Yeah, the meeting on the 8th is set.
So that's it. And
the meeting on the 8th is set, and the request was made that we consider shifting to the 4th Tuesdays for the regular meeting, and since Summer has not come back and that was the only thing on the table, I'll just run it past her. And everybody except for Summer, who we lost, was on when I did a poll a second ago, except for Laura. So I move to adjourn. This is Jane. I move to adjourn.
Sure. Second.
I'll second that.
Okay.
I seconded it.
Okay.
So we'll see each other the 8th?
Yes, Tuesday, May 8th at 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific, and the auditor should be joining us. And Summer is going to ask him to try to get us a preliminary report a day or two before our meeting so we have a chance to look at it. And she also offered to post some, to send some other information to all the committee members as an orientation package.
And can I clarify that the auditor has gone to all four of the five stations, right? Oh, you don't know?
No.
We don't know. Okay. Well, I just wish the auditor would go to KPFT or somebody would go to check things, or somebody grant us power to see, you know, financial documents and things like that at KPFT. Instead of just, you know, thinking everything's going to be all right without looking. I'm sorry, I'm just complaining, that's all.
She has the instinct.
And I'm sorry, what was your name?
Nancy Saibara Nadi Tomi. It's the longest one. I bet nobody else has that many letters.
I can't pronounce it. I just didn't know who was speaking. That's the problem with these conference calls. Yes, Nancy.
Okay, so shall we adjourn?
Good night.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good night, all.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.